Indoctrination, education, and prevention. In many places around the world, there seem to be two silent and invisible forces at play. The trickery of forced indoctrination that misshapes minds, and the force of self-education that enhances minds towards a certain greatness. Here, greatness in its health and vision leads to something that we can frame with the word prevention. Prevention of conflict, prevention of war, prevention of moving backwards. There is no prevention in the darkness of indoctrination. Just a dark age that slides towards a preset aim. And I wish the dark ages were over, but they have just begun in multiple places around the world. In one place, sixth grade just became the final grade. That is where the dark minds start getting scared of little girls. War and all the upcoming conflicts in the future, which look pretty nuclear at this time, cause another dark age, a loss of generations, and trauma of the hell that war is. Wherever you see children being misled, there you can expect war, followed by dark ages and the dogs of war. Old-timers are correct when saying that songs even have something to do with it. Every age has its corrupted jingles that drive the depressed to madness. For old-timers, though not for us, rock and roll marked a shift. The very name is slang for temporary relationships and soulless existence. And today, in its precise lyrics written in hate and stupidity, but so well hid that it takes a shrink to catch it, perhaps rather than holding her own hand, she should listen to her stupid lyrics first. It is not deliberate. Evil is too complicated to be deliberate. It will never be as deliberate as it seems, at least. The Dark Ages are not carefully constructed. It is just the result of stupid, of plain old stupid, of never reading books, of never rising, of always staying on the bottom. For whatever it is worth it, my first, what an odd thing to say moment was when all of a sudden America, which is still a leader, started being called the West. And then the stupid politicians propagated that term. Advanced nations are not a geographic direction, but a direction that humanity must move towards to leave the dark ages, all the bad ideas, wars, and stupid concepts like mutually assured destruction behind. Indoctrination is a trick, and it is as old as crappy parents who present a subset of the world laced with false beliefs and raise convenient, obedient, and useful tools. Their mental health be damned. And so goes that old saying that an educated servant is a no good servant, to paraphrase it mildly. On the end opposite of indoctrination is the wise parent. who will raise their children surrounded by the highest of heights that humanity has reached, surrounded by philosophers. Here, the child grows up in the culture of greatness, simply inheriting it as its own, as their world, traveling upwards unlimited steps, a plateau of wisdom upon a plateau of wisdom. To face the man who sold the world, a victorious warrior does not in fact go into battle. To face the enemy sounds like this. We hope to lower the mandatory draft age to 25. This is not a winning move. This is merely the only move. And it just sends more children to die for stupid adults blinded by a dark age that could have only been prevented. This actually feeds the enemy. It gives them the evil and misery that it wants. The younger generations must be protected at all cost. They are not a tool. They must be inspired. They have to be made better than us. Here is a quote from me to get everyone started to think hard about all this. A child may not clean a toilet after someone older than them. That is not a job. That is a curse and betrayal. The father who finally sends their kid to work at the gas station makes a mistake. And when a child utters, "I can't, I have a job now," then they may move towards a miserable existence where anxiety will keep them up at night and depression make them tired during the day. As in their loneliness, they can only wish for a quick end. And in context of serving in battle, this misery becomes death. If not in body, hopefully not in body, then surely in spirit. This is where prevention comes in. It is the power to wipe the war from existence before it happens. Do you understand? And do you now understand what it means when a tired soldier says, "War is hell"? It means once the point of prevention is crossed, we shift into hell. And there are no answers there. It is children on both sides. And I worry that the first regiments of bad guys were those people who faced certain death and still protested against the war. There are no answers after the point of prevention is crossed. Just hate and pain and dark ages. That war is manufactured on purpose to move money from one nation towards some other war in another nation will forever be far too conspiratorial, too outrageous, too evil to believe. Even if such a vile creature exists, or may someday exist, no one would believe, no one would care to face such an evil. This is why prevention is all we have. And unlike bad people who must hide in the shadows, prevention is about self-education and as noble of a pursuit as wisdom and greatness. There is a road, and it begins with a trip to the library, just browsing the paper books while slowly moving towards their narrated versions, where narrated books are read by professional narrators, sometimes, if one is lucky, by their very own authors. And books, narrated or on paper, require room. It is not possible to read them at a gas station. Books ask to take up hiking and camping. The Appalachian Trail, maybe the Pacific Crest Trail, or even the Continental Divide. Narrated books almost take the world all the way up, but not all the way. We each still need to secure a career. Find something like computer programming or interactive art and design, something that is in the mind and cannot be taken away by any means, that can always be enhanced by merely thinking about it. Something small and driven by personal curiosities, so that one continues revisiting it until it turns into a brilliant little company. For this, tutorials and internet videos go a very long way. Almost all the way again. But there's just one more thing. We each have to leave a legacy, the road to the heights we reached upon our retirement. And I think that becoming a great learner also makes a great educator. And that happens to be the first and foremost that the world needs. There is a better age to be had. And today, meaningful self-education appears to be the only way to get there. People need help with navigating their way forward. Just like a learner becomes a teacher, so does a traveler become a trail guide.